I think our psalm today, Lord, come to our aid, is pretty much needed after hearing the gospel message. Conflict and divisions seem to be plentiful in today's world. We have wars and conflicts on many fronts, with political leaders leaving their people in unlivable conditions. Pope Paul VI, in Gaudium et Spes, tells us, insofar men are sinners, the threat of war hangs over them and will continue until the coming of Christ. But insofar as they vanish sin by coming together in charity, itself will be vanquished. Here in the U.S., there's long-standing conflicts and division on many levels, leading to violence, injury, and needless deaths, as people are unable to have discussions because of differences of opinion. There's division with families, causing heartache, anxiety, and grief, based on trendy cultural beliefs versus Catholic traditions. As Jesus described in a gospel, a father will be divided from his son, a daughter from her mother. It's difficult to find compromise when someone's lashing out or not listening, acting arrogant, hateful, stubborn, or just plain hard of heart. Some people have lost their purpose in life. What made them happy? What gave them meaning? They don't seek God, but they seek the approval of others. According to a recent Pew study, there's 61 million people in the U.S. that identify as Catholics. 28% attend liturgies, weekly liturgies. There's a reason Christ wants to light a fire underneath all of us. We've got to do better. We have to mentor others. We have to help strengthen their faith and offer them once again into our communities. Some have lost what they do not seek, Jesus Christ himself. During his life on earth, Jesus himself came to us as a contradiction. Christ comes bringing peace to those that accept him and his teachings, while for those who reject him, he brings division, affecting each family differently. By resisting the works of Christ, we become his opponents. Many people envision Jesus as the next great prophet, like Moses, whose only interest was creating a society of human prosperity right in their own backyard, instead of the divine Jesus that offers us eternal salvation. In choosing to follow Jesus, the disciples must be willing to hear and bear the divisions and hardships that resulted from families who did not share their same commitment of Christ with them. The letter from Hebrews was meant to encourage people and a way to instill fire and faith in their walk with Christ. As was written, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Instilled with hope, we're guided to live our lives in the imitation of Christ. If we too are dead to sin each day, as Jesus was, we too will have eternal life. In our gospel, Jesus tells us, I've come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it was already blazing. Fire has many meanings here. From God's deepest love for his people, baptism, Pentecost, and Christ's second coming. Where did the fire begin? John the Baptist answers for us, I baptize you with water, but there is one greater than I who is coming, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Through our baptism, we are one with Christ, in which we die to sin and are reborn to a new life of grace with him. We're buried with him by baptism into death. So just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too walk with a newness of life. Bishop Barron tells us, Jesus came to torch the world with the heat and light of the divine spirit, which is none other than the love shared by the Father and the Son, the very inner life of God. Jesus is a prophet because he teaches. He's a king because he leads and shepherds. But he's a priest because he's a spreader of the sacred fire. Jesus continued to focus on his coming. He looked forward to bringing fire to fill the disciples with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This is the fire Jesus longs to see blazing upon and within them. But before the fire of the Holy Spirit can be given, Jesus must suffer his passion and death to fulfill the scriptures. John the Baptist had warned of a punishment by fire when Jesus will come again. His message emphasized the seriousness of repentance and the consequences of rejecting Christ in our life. We are called to endure in faith and trust amidst all the conflicts and divisions that we may suffer through our lifetimes, knowing we're following in the footsteps of Jesus, offering love, forgiveness, and compassion. As many families are separated by distance today, the faith of our children may sometimes become indifferent. It's important to remind them that we must love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Fathers and mothers are always called to promote the faith of the Lord to their sons and daughters throughout their whole life, so they may never be divided. As author Megan McKenna tells us, the depth of our commitment and fire for the love of the Lord should never be in doubt. As cultures evolve and our faith and traditions remain constant, we pray those opposed to the Lord may receive the fire and light of Christ in their hearts and souls and respond to the constant invitation the Lord offers them. We hope one day they can enjoy life with us, a life that would be filled with happiness and awe. May each of us be on fire in the service to the Lord each day. Amen.